Kindergarten daf and seventh chagiga daf chaf begin on days begin tezmas begin with zigmor batanya but we learn the rise of bechulah etc. Which Tosa explains the Gemara's question is Amos. So we see, in other words, from the fact that we learn the Reisha, that even though he's further away than the middle, that the Haras are going to remain tar. And obviously, that the Mishama Mashabiat Chaver, the obvious person does safeguard what's in his friend's hands. Now, Perek Pas Davay Dizara, the last Perek Davay Dizara, Davay Samach Tesavet Aleph, Perish Rashi, Rashi explains, Gabe, regarding this, the Mishnah there is discussing regarding if you have an idol worshiper that's transporting to Yisrael these jugs of wine from place to place. So if it was presumed to be protected, it's permitted, but not considered that he did Nesach Yayin. Gemara explains what b'cheskes ha'mishtama. So like we learned in the Braisa, if the donkey drivers and the workers are like our case over here. So, but if he tells them, go and I'm going to come after, it's going to be tummy. So the Gemara there asks, Maishna Reisha and Maishna Seifa. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? So the Gemara answers, like we answer over here, Tumma is Mitara them. So, therefore, it's understood that the Gemara's proof when it says Hechad Mecheskin Mishtamer was from the Reisha of the Mishnah, which we see it the Haris remained Tar. Now, so Rashi explains the Gemara's question: what's Maishna Reisha Maishna Sefer? It's not going what the Sefer says Tame, rather the opposite. Why does the Reisha say it's considered Mishtamer? Because the Hochazile, the Noga, we see that it touches the Taharis, the Ketani to in the Taharis, that they're carrying the Taharis, where Bahani Lebu Chavius Mayri is not talking about barrels, shayus, tumais that were closed. El Ba'ichlin Mayri, Bala Chavius, rather talking about food items without barrels. In other words, it's open. And that's the Gemara answers, oh, Mitara them for that purpose. Therefore, it's what they touch is Mitara. So Tais find this difficult. Achkash Lebu Chavius. Look, Mebu Chavius. Why don't we explain the Reish to talk about sealed barrels? And therefore, it's protected and it's going to be Tara. But they take Shalei. And then there's no difficulty. But moreover, the Hachobin Nasogi Kiyakshi, when the Gemara asks, on this, that we say that, oh, the Gemara says, oh, a person doesn't protect, and that we said, what do you mean? We see over here, but Tzon Elayma, what does the Gemara mean to bring from this price? Huh? As we said before, Shad Meshama, that a person does protect Mashabiat Chavei, what's in his friend's hands. And if you say that these food items are not placed in barrels, say, how could he protect it? But keeping it in Mechavi, since it's not in barrels, obviously he's going to touch it. So, moreover, is Lamalinus Alma in the Mehem. Why by the Sefer did they have to say, oh, that he doesn't see them anymore? And that's for the purposes of Tamoisim to say they're Tame. But if you're saying, like Rashi, typically that they're Tame because when they get them because he's touching them. But moreover, the difficulty is that since he's asking from the Reisha, so then, the fillable lay safe and nami. Even have to save all when the same Maishan Rish Maishan Seba. Nami Tikshle, you should love the same question. My time of the Rish, what's the reason the Risha? At the end of the day, they're touching the Haras. So, why is it called that it's being Mishtamer? So, the Pesha read, therefore, the Re explains, he says, no, the Hach will be here. In other words, both sources. Bechavi is Mairi. Talking about barrels. Therefore, so it makes sense. Why we're not asking only from the ratio? Because if the barrels, we're not concerned it's going to touch. But since it's in the safe that we are concerned, so that's why we're asking, Maishna Ratio, Maishna Safe. But Omnam, so therefore, yeah, they're not sealed, rather, Pesucha saying. They're open, because these Tumas, if they're sealed, so Lo Yitam Valo Asayim, then it shouldn't be Tame even in the safe, a case of when it's hidden from his eyes. And some Gersois have on the words, Ela, rather, Bechdeshi, Yishtim, Yistim, Yogab, amount of time that he could open it and close it and seal it. But more of another proof that we're not talking about that it's closed, because if that's the case, then you wouldn't have to explain the ratio where he purified his workers for this purpose, because anyway he's going to be taught, because since didn't tell them he's going far away, so they're concerned to open it, because since they're sealed, so therefore they would be concerned to go ahead and do a whole procedure. Which Tosfos says, but in Niyu, however, regarding this last point, you could reject this, because the truth is, it's talking about even where he didn't purify them. The agav, the muki lehacha, but still, since in our sugi we're saying that we're talking about the way they purified them, mishum shenuya deshanile, because of the answer to the question, why is it remain tar? But you said he doesn't protect what's in his friend's hands, and therefore that's what I have to say that he purified his workers for that. And that you can't answer by saying that it's sealed. So therefore, gam hasam ba'avodah zarah. Therefore, the Gemara also there in the Avodah Zarah says is that he purified his workers for this, And therefore, parchmena, and the Gemara's question over there, that so then the Sefer also why is it tame, is mekayich ahidahacha is really coming from that the Gemara there is explaining like over here, they're talking about we purified the workers, and therefore the Gemara's asking them, well, why by the Sefer is going to be tame? At the end of the day, they're tar, but if you say we're talking about barrels that are open and workers are tame, so then the Gemara would not have asked that question because. In the ratio, they're afraid to touch, but in the Sefer, where he's not seeing them anymore, they wouldn't be concerned to touch. Now, Tosfos proves their interpretation that why over here in our sugya, we might to say that we purified his workers for that. We're not just talking about open barrels, because if you don't say this, then Ela actually misvara. Then. That I mean, it is not because that's only because of that they explained that it purified them, and everything was asking. Rather, it's because of what's the difference between the ratio and the sefer, because kiyesh lachash, because if you're talking about by barrels, that yesh lachash you'd be concerned shemenagu that b'ach b'reisha. So you're saying why is it tar? Mkain. So if that's the case, halacha b'shmaitin and arasuki kiparach. When the Gemara asks, why is the ratio that it's tar? So that's mishum. That's because they were bothered by, but mashbiat chaber v'chulu, that you don't protect what's in someone else's hands, and akati, and therefore if you're going to say that we're concerned that maybe he's going to touch them, so if that's the case, so just like they asked over in Avodah Zarah, so that's and then the same thing. Tikshule, the Gemara should ask, and the Reisha, why is it tar? Maybe he's going to touch them. So why is it so obvious to the questioner that why the Reisha is going to remain tar? Obviously, from logic, it's not difficult because since we're talking about barrels, the loy nagu that he didn't touch because the mirtasi because he's afraid because kibin shlohidim shumafli he didn't tell him that he's going far away, whereas by the sefer, where he did. So therefore, now sugya that definitely could bring a proof that a person protects what's in his friend's hand as long as he doesn't go far away. And that's what the Gemara continues to ask and says, if you don't say this. Rather, you say that the person does not protect, so then what's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? And you couldn't answer they're talking about sealed barrels because at the end of the day, the person doesn't protect what's in his friend's head. And from this Nigmar Navi Dazar, the Gemara could have answered because they, the Gemara understood that where he's afraid, we're not concerned for anything because they're not going to let anyone touch. But over here, the Gemara wanted to prove that a person would protect what's in his friend's hand, so we proved now that the questioner is talking about by open barrels. And obviously, the questioner learned that it's applicable to watch it even in such a situation. Therefore, he had to answer that we're talking about where you purified your workers for this, where then there's nothing to do with watching anymore. That's the Gemara's humbling until the Gemara concludes. And that's how the Gemara and Avodah Zarah is also following that too. Which Tosfos rejects this last proof that the sugya over there is going after our sugya over here. And here we're talking about, the Gemara is assuming we're talking about barrels. So it says, "Mi have a matzah like shuye." But the Gemara could have asked, "Utameich, according to your reasoning, that the Reisha is talking about barrels, so they should go for lecha shemanaga. So then the Reisha itself, you should be concerned that maybe it touched." But obviously, it doesn't ask. Even they could have asked, and lechem kamaduchti. So to many places we could have asked. You're right. But apparently we don't ask. Even they could have asked utameich. So it comes up in places that. This is the thing I was asking, Mishnah Reisha, Mishnah Seif, according to Rashi, he's talking about by food items and beverages, and the concern is maybe touch them. So he rejects it. He says that in such a situation, we for sure would be concerned. And the Gemara should not have said in the Havamina that a person would protect what is in his friend's hand. So the Rashi explains that in the Havamina they learned that we're talking about open barrels, and for that, it makes sense why in the Reisha they weren't concerned and in the Seif they were concerned. Just over here in our sugya that we're coming from the halacha of shmira, so therefore the Gemara had to bring the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that a person protects what's in his friend's hand, and therefore the Gemara rejects that no, he purified his workers for this. But the sugya by the Zohar where it wasn't coming from shmira, rather from a cheskes mishtama. So therefore, didn't need to answer anything that we're talking about by barrels, and what he answers that we're talking about that they purified them. That's going because of how our sugya. Goes and that's what the Gemara and the Zohar follows after that too. Next, this must at the beginning was the Gemara Meshna Reishon Meshna Seifa. He says Reishon Mitarcha Marvapel because Reishon told him we purified his donkey drivers and his workers for that. Kaf kos b'swam. That's the gear that we have in our text. Now, but yes, perish because there is a in comment. There is a text that says b'ligasimle, that not to have this gear. So, ach b'perish shalafon. I'm not sasikasa, but in the commentary in front of me it says I found that it was written, and a perish, and the interpretation is that lo'ilam ein adam misham b'shat b'shat chaver. The Gemara is coming to say that no, a person does not protect what's in his friend's hand, and that makes sense in the sefer why it's going to be tummy. But then if you can say Mashna Risha, what's the Risha different? That's from a Tarcha Marva Pulvakach, that's where you purify your donkey trappers and workers for that. And Ulafika Chamirtas, therefore he's afraid and he's not going to let anyone touch. Whereas by the Sefer, where he said, oh, you go and I'll come after you, they're not afraid, like because again, he's Nemo, they're Nemo Meina. Now, the Perish Yishalim Kasev, in the old commentary, it's written, the Vachim Perish Meir, so did my teacher explain. That when it says Mashna Rishon Mashna Seifa, it's like saying, and according to reasoning, claim in other words, that the answer is saying the Muchachas Mereisha, right? The proof in the Reisha, the other Mashem, a person does protect. Well, then Tikshi L'Seifa, then you could ask from the Seifa that why is it Tamei? Behind that's what the Gemara is saying, Mashna Rishon Mashna Seifa. In other words, according to what you're saying, that the E Adam Mashem, that if a person does protect, so then Seifa my life, then why the Seifa is not going to be taught? Obviously, it's something we purified for them, and therefore there's no raya anymore from this source. The next test master begins with the Gemara, Bobolem Derech HaKalosim, where it's going to come from a roundabout way. What's bothering Tez is, if it's something they're afraid to touch it, because it's going to come Derech HaKalosim, so why do you need that they're purified? Because we're talking about barrels, as Tez says in the Masal of Tanya. So that should be sufficient. So says now, if you have to purify them for that purpose, so that they should be afraid to touch it. And because if not for that, they would not be afraid. They would touch it itself. Since you're giving them over the towers, they presume themselves to be tar, and therefore they wouldn't be afraid. And even if you warn them not to touch, somebody they would think like up that they're not so particular on this, and therefore they couldn't say that just you warned them. Rather, it has to be that he actually tabled them. Now, when Stace has to come and say this, Stace explains so why we're here is not sufficient. And by the Zara, around the Nachri that's transporting. So here they say that it's becheskes amishtam, it's permitted. The Gemara says ba'olam derech hakolosin. Now by nachri you can't not say shema tefila because tefila doesn't help them at all. Why is it permitted? So it's come to explain that according to a prior principle of theirs, that this whole halacha that you need to table them, yeah, it's only by a yisrael. Aval benachri saga b'derech hakolosin l'chod. But by the case of the nachri and the zara, it's enough just coming in a roundabout way. Because he always knows that the Jews are particular about his touch and he's afraid. Whereas by Yisrael, he would say that, okay, from the fact that he didn't tell him the table, obviously it's not so particular, therefore we actually have to require tefillah also. I will turn to the second Perek Masechet Chagiga, Perek Indershim with Taisis, and that we begin the third Perek Chumim by Kodesh. Which Taisis said, Yud Alef Malas Chashav. Our Mishnah mentions 11 levels of Chumrah of Kachim over Truma. That's according to the Rav. The Rabila, it's Yud Ma'ilis, because two of them are the same. Now, it was difficult to Rabbi. Listen, why don't we mention more Ma'ilis that were mentioned in the previous mission, the previous part of the Chesam base? No, you don't have to Truma, for Truma, it's enough with the Elisa, you have to Tavol. And Tavol v'chus the Truma. If you Tavol, then you had a mind for Truma. You're not considered Tar for Kachim. So these are Chumras that we could have said. So Benil Murray, it appears to my teacher like Khajib Masneet Nel Hitadikitaritabitavaksas. It has to be that there's some element of a suffix of Tumma, at least partially, of Halacha of Dairaisa. And the Philobasraisa Nami, even the last five also have also somewhat of an element of Daratumma, albeit rabbinically. Avahach, but these that we're asking from Lekakal Dar the Tumma, they're nothing to do with any really suffix of Tumma. It's just stringencies that they gave to Kachim over that of Truma. Therefore, we don't mention that in our Mishnah. Fachadam Perakam and Nida, so too in the first Perakam and Nida, Bob Merav Lechashim Islais Shemanida. They don't mention in our Mishnah, the stringency of a 24-hour period of Nida that she contaminates for a prior 24 hours. shouldn't be like the tumah because there's no subject of tumah, because up until this point, we knew her to be tar. Now, what's with the halacha of that, the garments of those of Itruma, that it's medris for Kodesh? And it says, no, because they ikadar the tumah of their raisa, that there's a subject of tumah, even on a biblical level. The reason that is, Shemesh Valin Nishtay Nidhi, because maybe the guy's wife was Nidhi sat on it, and therefore that's why it is mentioned in our Mishnah, because it does have a Dar Tumah, Dar Eis. Next says, Master, the beginning of the Gemara, this is a Medrash. One of the Chumras was, someone carries a Medrash, that's forbidden to carry Kachem at the same time it catches the Tumah. Now, what's this referring to? It's referring to Minil Shel Zav, if it's carrying the shoe of a Zav. Then this is a Tumah, he could carry Tumah. Some of the gifts of the klicheres and earthen vessel, because that's what the case toma. But actually, you go, as long as the person doesn't touch the truma itself, recognizes chavos rather just carries the barrel. I'm not concerned that if he touches it, that even if he touches the ear space, it's going to be permitted. Sure, that if he's just touching the barrel itself, it's going to be permitted. Chitani b'teres kanim, and this we learned in teres kanim when they says a medrash. If someone carries a medrash mitamish nema paisel echad, he contaminates two and invalidates one. Pirish. In other words, mitamish naim or paisel echad. What does it mean that he contaminates two and invalidates one? Because dava abatuma, because he himself is abatuma, because he's carrying the medrash. Paisel rishon v'sheni bechulin. He makes two tumas, which is the rishon and sheni bechulin. Paisel b'truma, and invalidates by truma making it into a shlishi. So you see that if someone carries a medrash, he becomes an abatuma like the shoe itself. So how can we say that if someone carries the minhal of the zav, he could carry truma? So this is Hasim in the Geba. They were talking about where he touched the truma itself. But here where he's touching the klicheres, which inside of that is a truma, even if he would touch the ear space of a klicheres, it wouldn't do anything, and it would not invalidate the truma that's inside. Now, but Masha Perez Rashi, and this is what Rashi, and David Maskel Nisim Medrash says, that Nisim Medrash, Shanaisim is a truma b'chabes, that he's carrying the Medrash at the same time as carrying the truma in the barrel, and the in the gebavir is not touching the airspace, only the exterior of the klicheres. So this is for kasha. It's difficult. The perushai, the chashav leila hainoisa, that he's considering the one who's carrying, that he's considering avatom latame klikamizav. Rash is explaining that if he touched the airspace of the klicheres, he would invalidate the truma that's inside. So obviously he's considering the one who's carrying as an avatoma latame kli. Like a zav himself, and therefore he cannot put his hand in the ear space. If that's the case, then it should make it a problem even if he's not putting his hand in the ear space just by causing it to move. Meantime, didn't we learn in the brisa that not only the zav himself is matam behesed, but even his mishkan b'moishav is matam behesed. Mishkan b'moishav b'kav meznayim. If let's say his bedding and his chair is on the scale, and the food and drink is in the second side and the other scale. If the bedding weighs down, so it contaminates the food items from Hesed. So here also, since you're considering the person who's carrying it like the Mishkav, because he's holding the Mishkav of the Zav, so why is not being Matam of the Chavis of the Chavis even just for Hesed? But moreover, it's time to try to learn the Brisa and try to explicitly that the person who carries him edges is not considered like Abatam. Because the Brisa says, the Pasuk says, and the Gibe Mishkav, Chavis, because if someone touches his bedding, is to wash his garments. So, ainly el begadim shulavish. I would only know the garments that he's wearing. Begadim mecherim, other garments that he's touching, of the one who's touching the bedding of the zav. Menalim, where do we know that they need to be washed? Tamalema, either gears back at begadim, but tummy, which is always going to be tummy. So, mekimat tamalem begadim, which sounds like only the garments. Of the one who's touching it that he's wearing. And that says the braisa is le prat, like the halacha prata klal. And it's coming to say that pirish, le prat, is coming to exclude adam meklicheres, meaning that those things, it's not metami. Now, this it says klicheres, not precise, because only garments are included. So, so you see that the Nisi HaMedris, loyatomically, the one who carries the Medris does not contaminate Kali. Philip is not says a Medris, even who carries the Medris. Rather, obviously, the Tais is not like Rashi, rather, if someone carries the Medris, not metamically at all, And that's all the Yigba Avir and Lachat of Yerom is concerned, even if he touches the airspace, as long as it does not touch the Truma itself. And so it comes out that, according to Rashi, the Allah of Nesis is like an Abatum. And these Matam Kalim, when he touched them, and he touched them with the airspace. According to Taisis, he touched the food itself, then he's like an Abatum, and he makes a Rishon Hashem, Bechol and Shalizim Truma, but he's not Matam Kalim and Adam. And therefore, that's why it would even be that he could touch the airspace. Next, that's what begins with the words, Digma Loik Mitz Atrum Mitz HaKadosh. Now, it's always bothered why we're saying this over here in the middle of the list. Since we're explaining many differences in this halacha, like the halacha of untying and drawing and knotting, there's a lot of different terminologies over here. There's different nook and I listen, different they say, look at me, it's not true, it's a kodesh. That it's also coming to tell us the midas of truma, and not just the midas of kodesh. Like test mat begin the gemara klimit zav mash betoche. The vessel combines what's inside of it. Now, you should have the befrayim. So the befrayim the chul and the rav daman beis dashin. We expound from the pasuk mikol hashem betoche yitma. How do we know that klicheres is matama from its ear space? It says whatever's inside of it is going to become tummy. Now from the word mikol we learn out lima klicheres learn regarding earthen vessel. Shavuvel moli charid l tam tummy. Even if it's full with mustard seeds, it's going to be tummy from the ear space. Now the question is, from where do they know that the reason is that the kli is metame from its airspace? Maybe it's because of because it's combined by being in the same vessel. So it's a reason. It's the limit in tzir b'luchum because we don't find the kinds of tzir b'chul only for kachim, and therefore obviously if they're all going to become tame, it's from the airspace of the klicheres, not because of the halacha tzir. Next says to begin with the gemara kilma the gemara b'chulu. So, later on, the Gemara explains that we're talking about where the Chaver finished it, and really it should be tar, but we're concerned about the tin of Amaretz from beforehand, and maybe it wasn't dry then. Now, I know the B'l'chanu, says, B'l'chanu, the Gemara B'l'chanu, and that's why it says the terminology that it was finished in tar, not made in tar, because it wants to connote this idea, Mishum de'en regilas shom tahara, because you're not usually careful to keep it tar bezmanas siyasim when it's being made. Ades gomer until the tam when it's finished. Fishay mekabel tumah then because it's not mekabel tumah when it's being done. Aki nigmer when it's being finished, she mekabel tumah then it's going to be able to contract tumah. Then that's leiv lehem l'shom tahara. Then they usually pay attention to keep it tahara, and therefore, my chumu said does not need tefillah. In contrast to the stringency we have regarding kachshim.